Hi there, and welcome to Open Mic here on Morehead State Public Radio. I'm your host, Leanne Akers, and today we're visiting with Nick Kohlwald, the director of the Governor's School for the Arts here in Kentucky. Thanks for being on the show.
Thanks for having me, Leanne. It's good to be here.
Now, you guys have a deadline that is fast approaching. I know we're over a little month away from that deadline for people to get their applications in for the Governor's School for the Arts for next summer. And that's something a lot of kids are really anxious to get the opportunity to participate in.
That's right. Our application for GSA's 2020 summer program is due on January 10th. So that's the due date for sophomores and juniors to upload their application onto our website for next year's summer program. So it is quickly approaching, but people definitely still have time to start their application and get it in.
I'm kind of at an advantage because I'm someone who grew up working in the arts, so I'm familiar with the program. Maybe some of our listeners, though, don't know exactly what you guys do every summer.
We actually find that there's lots of people around Kentucky who are still familiarizing themselves with our program. So the Governor's School for the Arts, just sort of a 101 about the program, has been around since 1987, so that we're going into our 33rd year. And we were founded under Governor Martha Lane Collins as a partnership between the Commonwealth of Kentucky and also the Kentucky Center for the Performing Arts, which is a performing arts center based out of Louisville. So we have a statewide mission. We're about halfway funded by the state of Kentucky, but we're actually managed through the Kentucky Center in Louisville, which actually just this past week rebranded itself to be known as Kentucky Performing Arts. So the Governor's School for the Arts for over 30 years now has been working to empower the state's young creatives. So we say that we're empowering the Commonwealth's next generation of creative leaders. One of the main ways that we do that is our summer program. And our summer program at the Governor's School for the Arts is what most people know us for. So what we do is we audition and review thousands of high schoolers who are currently sophomores and juniors across the entire state of Kentucky in 9 different art forms. And from those thousands of students, we're able to offer about 250 of them, 256 to be exact, an opportunity to join us at a residential arts-intensive summer program. It's completely tuition-free, which is very exciting. But the students who are accepted are invited to come live and learn on a college campus for 3 solid weeks and really have an immersive, intense experience in learning their art form of focus. We are living in dorms together, so we're living and learning together. Every day we start off at 9 o'clock as an entire school with some sort of presentation by a professional artist or someone who's working in a creative industry. So this past year we had a contestant from Project Rope Runway come talk to us about fashion design. We had a video game designer come speak to us. We've had the state's poet laureate come read their work to us before. And then we're in class or studio or field trips or some sort of workshop experience in our art form for over 8 hours a day most days, sometimes until as late as 10 p.m. So some people jokingly refer to the program as Arts Boot Camp, although I actually think that that's only a partial joke. It's a pretty intense experience, but in a very supportive environment. The students who are invited to GSA are, you know, very talented, but they're also very passionate about their art form. So we want to challenge them toward growth during the experience.
Now, when you talk about the audition process, a lot of people may think about music or theater, but the Governor's School for the Arts actually has a lot of different art programs.
It does. That's a really good point. And yeah, audition is one of those terms that gets a broad use, but it does maybe evoke images of just performing arts for people. I'm really glad you asked. So we have our 9 art forms of focus really are a broad range of creativity. So those are architecture and design, which is awesome. We're actually one of the few architecture and design programs for high schoolers in the entire country. So we're really proud of that. Creative writing is our second art form. Then we have dance. And our dance program is based in ballet and modern. We have a drama program, so, you know, traditional theater. We have a film and photography program, so film and photography are bundled into one. We have instrumental music, and instrumental music can be anything from clarinet to violin to banjo. We have a musical theater program, so more Broadway-style music. We have a visual art program that covers everything from drawing and painting to sculpture and ceramics to printmaking, although you don't necessarily have to have had experience in all of those areas to apply. And then finally, we have a vocal music program, which is a bit more classically based and also is where a choir program is housed. So for students who are maybe more interested in classical singing or choir music, the vocal music program might be of special interest to them.
This program encompasses so many different things that students might find interesting. Where are they going to be housed this summer in order to participate in the camp?
Absolutely, yeah. And that's one of the most exciting parts of this program is that all of these nine art forms and their, you know, the various differences that they have, that they're all there together and that we're all, you know, learning from kind of each other's experiences. So across the nine art forms, we'll have a total of 256 students across all nine art forms. The size of each art form varies based on the amount of applicants we see for that art form. So for instance, instrumental music is generally the art form we see the most applicants for. So it's our largest program at the summer program. So it's about 50 students attending each year for instrumental music. On the other side of that, we have film and photography and architecture and design, which each have about 12 or 13 students in them. And most of the other art forms are going to fall into about 20 or 30 students per art form. We have an expert faculty of 31 that are spread out across those nine art forms. So each art form has a dedicated faculty that every day their job is to work with those students and give them individualized training and instruction, which is an awesome opportunity. And we also have a robust residential life staff to take care of the students in the dorms as well. So we really have about 330 people on campus all summer long when you take account of the students and the faculty.
And everybody's in one location?
Yeah, so we are at the University of Kentucky currently for the summer program. We started there last summer, and it's exciting. It's the first time we've been at a public university. It's the first time we've been at a university that has majors or certifications in all of our art forms. So you can imagine how that is reflected in the, you know, the buildings, the facilities, the resources on campus. All the students live in the same dorm. It's called Holmes Hall. And if there are any UK alumni listening, like myself, who lived at UK prior to 5 years ago, you may be picturing the Holmes Hall that was built, you know, maybe sometime in the mid-1900s. Well, they have rebuilt Holmes Hall. It's a very different building now. And it's actually UK's fine arts dorm. So in addition to this beautiful, really state-of-the-art residential hall, there's actually a dance studio there. There's practice rooms. There's an art studio there. And all the students live there together. And one of my favorite aspects of GSA is that while each student is there to focus on their specific art form, interdisciplinary collaboration and interaction amongst the art forms is a very important part of our program. So every student will have one roommate who is from a different part of the state than they are and who is attending GSA in a different art form than they are. So it's really important for us to have students, you know, exploring what it's like to be from different parts of Kentucky and for all of us to be developing our sense of what it means to be a Kentuckian and a Kentucky artist. And then also, like I said, that interdisciplinary collaboration is very important. So every day, those presentations that we see as an entire school, by the end of the program, you're going to see all different types of artists come through in those presentations. You're also, in each art form, going to do at least one big collaborative project with another art form. So that could look like the film students casting the actors in their films from the drama program. And then the instrumental music students will improvise the soundtracks of the films. Or it could look like the architecture and design students creating a set that the dancers perform around for one of their pieces, and the visual art students design the costumes for the dancers. So, you know, when we collaborate across sort of these artistic lines between our art forms, we're able to develop projects that are much bigger and more exciting and more creative than any of us are individually. So we think that's a really awesome opportunity that we have at the Governor's School for the Arts, so we really lean into that.
I know you said that the smallest group of students are the ones whose art is connected to technology. Do you think that's going to change a little bit as the program goes on?
That's a really good question, Leanne. And you know, it's funny, I hadn't really thought about the connection to technology, but that's a really good point. I think it's certainly possible, especially to focus on film and photography for a moment, that art form specifically. You know, with the advent of smartphones, really over the past, even less than a decade, I know they've been around for longer than that, but just how much more often people, especially young folks, are walking around with basically a camera and an editing program in their jeans pocket, you know? I think that making creative choices in photography and even making short films is something that's much more a part of everyday life than it used to be. So I'm especially interested to see how that art form grows in the future. And we have seen a good amount of growth in the past, especially just in terms of, I think, the access to it. You know, you don't have to have a professional camera to audition for or to apply for film and photography for GSA. We tell students all the time, if you're submitting photographs from your iPhone and a short movie that you made from a smartphone, that's great. That's fine, too. With things like architecture and design, I think, you know, architecture and design is interesting because a lot of people think, oh, well, architecture means designing a house, like in a subdivision, and maybe I am or am not interested in that. But, you know, when we're talking about architecture and design, we're talking really more about design thinking and broader concepts of space and how we design spaces that allow human beings to be their best selves. So that's, you know, how we design school buildings, you know, that's, you know, also how we design park systems and the cities that we live in. So I think as we move in a direction of that having more of a presence, I think even in popular culture and media with like a lot of design-based reality TV shows, we may see broader interest in that. So it's a really interesting thing to think about. I love that question.
Well, we have a program here at Morehead State that's called Convergent Media, and a lot of my students are doing that. They're very artistic, but they're also very analytical. They do both. Now, we do need to take a quick break here on Open Mic. We'll be right back after this.
Hi, I'm Doug Chatham, host of the comedy music program Odd Numbers. Join me on WMKY 90.3 FM at 9 p.m. this Friday and 4 p.m. this Saturday for an hour of weird education-related tunes such as Take Exams by Acapella Science, Word Crimes by Weird Al Yankovic, and Galaxy Song sung by Clint Black. That's Odd Numbers at 9 p.m. Friday and 4 p.m. Saturday on Morehead State Public Radio.
And we're back here on Open Mic here at Morehead State Public Radio. I'm your host, Leanne Akers, and today we're visiting with Nick Culvert from the Governor School for the Arts. Nick, thanks so much for being on the show.
Absolutely. I'm glad to be here.
We're talking about the application process for the Governor School for the Arts that's coming up on January 10th. So everybody needs to go in and quickly begin that process. I know it's a very long process, but I wanted to talk a little bit about your journey, Nick, to being the director. Relatively to the program, you really haven't been doing this that long.
No, I've been in the director role for just over 3 years. However, this upcoming summer will be my 10th summer at the program in some way, shape, or form. So really, my journey to this role started when I was 15, and I was a student who was applying for this program. I really go back to then. I was a very musical child. I loved to sing. I loved being in choir. I was always trying out for the, you know, the school musical or my, you know, the solo at my church. And my family was very supportive, but they all kind of came from healthcare and they didn't quite know what to do with me. So we heard about this program, Governor's School for the Arts, through a friend of a friend, and auditioned for it and was very lucky enough to get in. And it was one of the most powerful experiences of my life. For the first time, I was surrounded by other people who loved art and music just as much as I did, who got my passion, and people who said to me, "You're an artist. That's a good thing. You should celebrate that. And you know what? You can even take this forward into a career if you want to. It'll take ambition and a lot of hard work, but you can. That's a thing that you can do. You can even do it here, right here in Kentucky, if you want." So I thought that was a very powerful message and an awesome experience. And fast forward a few years, I was at the University of Kentucky as a student in their vocal music program, really had my eyes on being a professional opera singer. And as time went on, you know, I was looking at just the lifestyle it takes to be a professional artist, which is a lifestyle that I have a lot of respect for. But I wasn't sure if it was the one that I was really feeling like it was going to fulfill me professionally and personally. So I ended up double majoring in arts administration, which is another program at the University of Kentucky, and I ended up graduating with both of those degrees. But for my arts administration degree, I needed internship credit. So where did I go? right to the Governor's School for the Arts, where they were kind enough to let me intern with them for 3 summer programs. And basically, since then, I've been a GSA boomerang of sorts. One of my first jobs out of college was being the GSA alumni coordinator. And then about 3 years ago, the job for director opened up, and I was very lucky enough to be offered the position.
It's really cool when you get the opportunity to give back to a program that helps shape you so much. I'm sure even though it's a really strenuous application and audition process, you do get students who have never been told, hey, it's okay to be an artist.
Absolutely. And students from all walks of life come in at that level. You know, it's so interesting. The first day of the program, as I'm, you know, walking down the registration line and saying hi to people, you know, it's very common to ask a student, you know, where are you from? And when they tell you where they're from, they'll say it with some apology in their voice. Like, you can hear the subtext of, oh, I'm just from this town you've never heard of. And you know, there's no reason you would know, which is, you know, something that we really want to flip the script on that. You know, we believe that Kentucky is a wonderful place, that it has vibrant potential for arts and culture everywhere, and that these students can be a part of what the future is for arts and culture in their hometowns, in their home state. But also, yeah, that they, you know, maybe their interest in their art form and creativity has been what's kind of set them apart from people. And, you know, no one really gets why they're so into poetry or opera, or, you know, why every moment they have, that's a spare moment, they're working in their sketchbook. And yeah, so one, taking on that title as an artist, that self-identity as an artist is a big deal for a lot of our students. Just to even say the sentence, I am an artist, and believe it. And then two, to learn that that's something to be celebrated and needed in society, and that actually you can be a professional artist if you want to, is kind of a mind-blowing concept for a lot of people when they're 15, 16. I know it was for me. But the great thing about this program is that they get to see a lot of people who are living and breathing that, who are examples of that. They get to see a lot of examples of how they can use their creativity in other fields and industries if they decide that being a professional artist is not what they want to do. And they also get a whole team, a family community of people who believe in them, who think they're awesome, and who are going to be there for them as they go forward in their future to remind them you're good enough, you're talented, and you have a lot to offer this world.
I feel like it has to be really difficult to choose the students. I mean, you said you get thousands of applications, and I know that there's some students who never get to come in. You know, there's that weed down to the audition process, audition process, you weed it down to the students who actually get to attend. How difficult is that process, once? Because I know students who come in for those auditions are extremely talented in their own fields. How is it that done, and how do you guys make that such a tough decision?
Well, it's extremely difficult. We'll see, on average, about 1,400 applications for those 256 spots. And I'll pause there. Something I'm very transparent about is that we don't have 256 spots because that's the number of talented young artists there are in the state. Every year, unfortunately, just due to our capacity, we have to turn away students who are very deserving of a program like this. So that's something I'm transparent about, not to discourage anyone from applying or to cause anxiety. But just to remind folks that this is a great program, but you know what? It's not the be-all, end-all. It's not the one determining factor of who's talented in the state of Kentucky. So the application process, first off, is designed to be an educational experience for anyone who applies. And it's also designed, you know, to be a little ambitious and challenging, right? Because we want to see that level of dedication from the student just by going through the application process. So first off, I encourage folks to apply just because if you get through the other side of this application process, which you totally can, you will know more about yourself. You will be more prepared for future application processes like college, and you will really have accomplished something. What will happen is we'll get about 1,400 applications most likely, and they'll all be online, and we adjudicate them within each art form. Then, like you said, we have a first round sort of cut, if you will, where we will invite a certain amount of the applicants to a second and final round, where they'll have an opportunity to meet us in person, and we'll meet them in person. And that could look like an audition, you know, if you're a performing artist, you know, maybe you're doing your monologue for a panel of adjudicators, or if you're a visual artist, you're presenting your visual art portfolio in person to a panel of adjudicators. And we get to know your work a bit more. We get to know who you are. It's really important for us to understand your level of passion, your eagerness to learn, you know, how open to collaboration you are. And from there, we make the very difficult decision to whittle it down to 256 students. We also have a list of alternates for the program as well. But, you know, it's really hard to look at such a vast amount of talent and get it down to such what feels like such a small amount, 256. I mean, it's the largest that the program's ever been. But, I mean, we could easily, Leanne, double the size of this program and not have to lower our bar for acceptance. So the only other thing I'll add is that it's really important for me that folks know we are, of course, looking at the level of artistic skill and artistic talent, but equally as important, honestly, if not more important in some cases, it's going to be the level for potential, that student's desire to grow, their passion for their art form, their desire to join a community of artists and be a participating member of that community. So you'll actually see that's literally in our criteria. Our criteria is, how is the student passionate about their art form? What potential do we see in them as well?
And when those students, that 256 students, are finally chosen, and then they get to come, they get to spend 3 weeks with you guys. And this is a very intensive program. What's the cost for students, and how are you guys able to spend those 3 weeks with you guys for as far as financially?
Absolutely. So the program is completely tuition-free. It is at no cost to the student or the family, which is something we're very proud of, and we don't take for granted. A lot of other governor school programs in the country have gone to a tuition model, and we're able to do that for a few reasons. First off is the fantastic support from the Commonwealth of Kentucky. That's, the governor's budget is passed by the General Assembly. So just under half of the program's expenses are covered by state appropriation. We're very happy about that. So, grateful to our decision makers in Frankfurt for allowing that to be the case. And then about, I'd say, 55% of the program's expenses are fundraised through our team at Kentucky Performing Arts, formerly known as the Kentucky Center in Louisville. So we spend a lot of our time working with philanthropists, working with alumni, working with parents to help develop the funding for, the next and future generations of students to come to this program. The only expense that ever comes to the applicant's way is there is an applicant fee. I like to be upfront about that. It's $30 to apply in one art form. If you want to apply in two art forms, it's just $35, only five extra dollars. However, if a student's on free or reduced lunch, the application fee is totally waived, and you just check a box in the application form, no questions asked, and we waive that fee for you.
It's an amazing opportunity for students across the region and across the Commonwealth, of course, to spend some time in a very intensive artistic program. I'm sure it builds confidence themselves and friendships and connections for their entire lives.
It does. It does. The type of bond that you make with other young artists in a community like this really is lifelong. And so I'm still, I still rather have friendships today, partnerships today that are based in people who I met through this program. So I'm a living example of it. Also, I know that you're based out of Moorhead, Leanne. So I just have to give a quick shout out to Alex Pace and Jordan Whitaker, who are two students we've had come from Broward County over the past couple years.
We are sadly out of time, but really quickly, give us a website so people can apply if they have a student who is interested in applying for Governor's School for the Arts.
Absolutely. All the information you need to apply for the Governor's School for the Arts is at www.kentuckygsa.org, kentuckygsa.org.
All right. Well, thank you so much for spending some time with me, and thanks for being on the show, Nick.
Thanks, Leanne.
Thanks for tuning in to Open Mic. Our show is produced by Greg Jenkins, and our theme music is Turtle in the Creek, composed by Galen Green and performed by The Wooks. Produced by Moorhead State Public Radio with the generous support of listeners just like you. We'll see you next Friday.